Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen, returning the courtesy call back from customer support. May I please have your zip code to further assist you?
98112, but first, who are you? What company are you?
We're a customer support center, a third-party call center, ma'am, so we service products for thousands of companies.
Okay. I have a charge on my credit card from you, and I don't know what it's from for.
Okay, and you said your zip code was 98112?
Uh-huh.
What's your first and last name?
Sally Smith.
All right, let me get the account pulled up here. All right, for security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address?
2565 East Madison, 98112.
Thank you. So I showed that you entered a contest to have a chance to win a free mixer. When doing so, it did state in the terms and conditions that that would have billed you for the Bites Up subscription. But this account was canceled out, and it was placed on the 4th of April, but it was canceled out due to a chargeback on the account.
So you should cancel that charge on my account, right?
No, ma'am. There's a chargeback on your account, which means that you filed a dispute, and it came back that the charge was valid through your bank, so they're not going to refund the charge. That's what that means, ma'am.
But I didn't get anything. I didn't buy anything. I didn't receive anything.
You entered a contest that stated in the terms and conditions to have a chance to win the free gift.
I got nothing. You can't charge me for getting nothing.
Okay. Well, you would have had to read the terms and conditions, ma'am.
No, I did not. I did not agree to that.
All right. Well, the charge is non-refundable, ma'am.
Well, I'm not going to pay it. And I'll continue the dispute through the credit card company.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer care.